Thank you so much, Chair. Chair, distinguished delegates and participants, ladies and gentlemen. It's a huge privilege and an honor to deliver this short statement on behalf of the Republic of Ghana. Permit me, Chair, to reiterate my profound gratitude for another invitation and opportunity to attend the 11th meeting of the working group of the parties to the protocol on PRTRs. My name is Sam Edukumi from Ghana and currently serve as a national expert on chemicals and waste issues for the Environmental Protection Agency of Ghana, as well as Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation of Ghana. For almost three decades, I was the national focal point for the chemicals and waste related MEAs and frameworks. I also serve as the 8th president of the Parties to the Stockholm Convention on POPs. Distinguished participants, Ghana plays key roles at both regional and international levels in efforts towards the SAM region of chemicals and waste for the protection of human health and environment. Relevant MEAs and frameworks ratified, endorsed, or adopted by Ghana include the BRS Conventions, the Minamata Convention, and lately, the Global Framework on Chemicals. In 2022, Ghana became a party to the Convention on the Protection and Use of Transboundary Watercourses and International Lakes, the Water Convention, and is actively involved as the chair of the African Group of Negotiators in the ongoing work of the Intergovernmental Negotiation Committee to develop an international legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including the marine environment. Chair, distinguished delegates and participants, the SAM region of chemicals is a pertinent cross-cutting issue and crucial in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, in particular, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. PRTRs provide an important mechanism to increase corporate accountability, reduce pollution, and promote sustainable development, as stated in the Lucca Declaration adopted at the first meeting of the parties to the Aarhus Convention. Some chemicals and waste and PRTRs, therefore, play complementary roles towards the achievement of a common goal, which is protecting human health and environment. A 10-year strategic plan from 2021-2030 on SAM chemicals and waste in Ghana has been prepared by the EPA in collaboration with relevant national stakeholders and in cooperation with the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, UNITAR, under the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP Special Programme Trust Fund. The strategic plan serves as our national blueprint to strengthen the national capacity to manage chemicals, including waste, throughout their life cycle in a sound manner in order to meet relevant country commitments under the various MEAs and policy frameworks. A specific objective of the strategic plan is to generate relevant data and information and make data available and accessible to all stakeholders to enable informed decisions and actions. Achievement of this specific objective requires a national PRTR mechanism in place, particularly to deliver on the two targets, namely by 2022, the UN GHS in all relevant sectors of the economy officially adopted and fully implemented by 2025, and by 2030, an integrated information and data management system on chemicals and waste developed and made available and accessible to all stakeholders to enable informed decision making in a clean circular economy. Chair, distinguished delegates and participants, attainment of our ambitious strategy plan clearly requires that we partner with relevant stakeholders and strategy partners on all fronts, being national, regional, or international. Our activities to achieve the first of the above mentioned targets is currently underway as part of the UNEP and EU-funded pilot projects with technical assistance from UNITAR. Ghana is thus seriously considering the urgent ratification of the Aarhus Convention and the Protocol on PRTRs. Locally, we have a regulatory framework in place for the SAM region of chemicals and waste. The current national legislation, however, does not cover the entire life cycle management of chemicals, including waste. As an initial step, we are seeking the necessary support to undertake the analysis of the legislative framework, as well as conduct the necessary needs assessment for establishment of a robust PRTR system in Ghana, and ultimately integrate activities under the MEAs on chemicals and waste water pollution and the global framework on chemicals. In conclusion, Chair, distinguished delegates and participants, Ghana stands ready for further deliberations and collaboration with the Protocol on Pollutant Release and Transfer Registers, PRTRs, and by extension, the Aarhus Convention in finding common solutions to fulfill its obligations under the aforementioned MEAs and the SDGs. Thanks for the kind attention.